the matter I'd like you to ask is, you're not a lawyer.
No.
The best way for you to follow those things is, at first, as a Japanese civilian, as a Japanese citizen, I'd like you to imagine those days, like those 4 years from 1941 to 1945. This is time of Pacific War.
Yes.
In the year of 1945, we finished the Pacific War. Then Douglas MacArthur came here, especially to quite officially establish such idea of democracy. The United States wanted us to establish the new constitution. Then Douglas MacArthur advised us, we are here to receive a draft made by Americans. And I'd like to imagine for such a historical background of especially those days after finishing the Pacific War. Especially, I think, to think about Article 1, I ask you to imagine those days after finishing the Pacific War. Why we need such law? Why we need such article? Article 1 provides that the emperor shall be the symbol of the state. Why we needed such a provision? The emperor used to be a living god, so he needed to renounce his divinity. He needed to declare his humanity. He declared, like, I am a human being, not a living god anymore. Why he was needed to do so? This can be the essence of Article 1. You don't have to think anything theoretical in jurisprudence.
Yes.
I ask you to imagine such a historical background of this country first. This is a hint to think about those articles of the emperor.